This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hundreds of people have been arrested after protests erupted in more than 60 Russian cities as supporters of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny turned out in the tens of thousands on Saturday. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Navalny had called on his supporters to take to the streets. After being arrested last weekend on his return to Moscow, the first time since being poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent in August. In central Moscow, Reuters reporters estimated at least 40,000 people gathered in one of the biggest unauthorized rallies in years. Police beat protesters with batons, bundled them into police vans. They chanted freedom for Navalny, but also Putin is a thief and disgrace. Navalny and his supporters hope the mass demonstrations will pressure the authorities to let him go. The ex-lawyer accuses Vladimir Putin of ordering his killing, which the Russian president denies.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. President Joe Biden has made his first calls to foreign leaders since taking office. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Those calls went to neighbors. Biden dialed up Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador. The Friday calls come at a strained moment for the U.S. relationship with both. Biden spoke to Trudeau after the Canadian leader publicly expressed disappointment over Biden's decision to issue an executive order halting construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, though Trudeau also said the new U.S. president is much more aligned with Canadian values. Biden's conversation with his Mexican counterpart came a week after Lopez Obrador accused the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration of fabricating drug trafficking charges against the country's former defense secretary. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Find more at our website, voanews.com.